You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, YNR fans. It's Belinda from Soap Dirt. And as always, at this time of the week, I've got some sizzling next week spoilers for you. Not the full roster of spoilers. Those will come over the weekend. But enough to get you excited and keep you going. We've got Ashley getting help. It looks like Claire might be leaving a clue. And Jack is dealing with a very, very distraught and drunk Nikki Newman. Let's dig in and talk about it. We are going to meet Dr. Alan Laurent, played by Christopher Cousins, when he shows up in Genoa City and has a sit down with one of Ashley's alters. It doesn't look like it's Ashley. I'm going to unpack all this for you, but if you haven't, please subscribe. So we've got Dr. Laurent, who has a French name, who is from France, but to my ears has a totally standard American just accent, not an English accent like England, but just a generic American accent. So I don't know about that. So he's sitting with what looks like Ashley Abbott, and Jack Abbott's hovering nearby drinking, probably eavesdropping, but this is the shrink friend she has in France. And I just have to wonder, is he talking to the real Ashley, murderous Ms. Abbott, young Ash, or this new lusty version called Belle? And the doc says to her that you and I are friends, just like we were in Paris. And she says, but there's an agenda. And just based on her outfit, it looks to me like Belle, the Southern Belle little character she's playing, because she has on kind of a floral blouse and this headscarf that looks very, I don't know, 1960s, 50s movie star-esque. It's very over the top. It's not like one of the other personalities. So I do feel like he's talking to Belle, although she's clearly pretending to be Ashley, just like she was when she talked to Tracy on the Friday episode, where she keeps hiding that Southern accent. She can't hide the fact that she wants tequila, though, and was trying to talk Tracy into shots, which is funny. So next week, we still have Claire Grace Howard Newman not found. She is still missing. Jordan is locked up in Victor's cell in his basement. Thank you to those of you who commented, because I did not remember. I suspected that it had been there a while, but I just couldn't dig it up in my memory that Victor had built that cage down there for an ex, I guess, which sounds like a very Victor thing to do. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if he kept it down there for Adam and anybody else in the family that gets out of line. But right now, its occupancy is one. It is Jordan, and she is not yet telling him where he can find Claire. I'm sure she's going to try and leverage it. So Victoria Newman and Claire's daddy, Cole Howard, are over at that cheap motel, the Red Door Motel, and they have found that Victorian doll. Do you remember, if I recall, that doll has been around since the Oregon Lake House. It's very creepy. I don't like dolls anyway. My sister has a room full of dolls. I feel like they are staring at me and want to eat my soul. I hate going in her guest room because of that. I'm talking more than 100 dolls with their little dead glass eyes. Not a doll fan. Okay, so they have a creepy Victorian doll, and Cole's checking it out and says, hang on a second, what is this? And then he says, there's something inside here. I am wondering if Claire Howard managed to leave a message for her parents in this creepy doll, and then Jordan was planning to come back. She was going to go kidnap Nikki, bring her back to where she was holding little Harrison Abbott, and then she got. So I could totally see her leaving it there on accident, and maybe Claire had a chance to stash something. So maybe Cole finds a clue to where they can find their daughter. I definitely want to see her back to her family soon, and I'm certain it'll happen in sweeps. So the other big drama next week is Nikki Newman drunk, and out of control. She is upstairs in a suite at the GCAC, and Jack Abbott shows up at her door. Now, there's a scene next week where he's eavesdropping on Ashley and her therapist friend. So I don't know if he goes upstairs after that, because both of them take place at the GCAC. But he's knocking on the door. Nikki won't let him in. And he finally threatens her, don't make me push the door in. And she gives up and she says, fine, you asked for it. Let's him in. The room is insane. The bed is like all overturned and rumpled. That's fine. You know, you don't make your bed in a hotel room usually, but it's more than that. It's chaos. There's a lamp on the floor on its side, bottles of vodka on the little desk. You can see the plain-bound wrappers. You get it in at the liquor store. She's clearly drunk. She's slurring her speech. She's staggering as she walks, and she has trashed that hotel room like she is some rock star from the 1970s. It is insane. Jack looks around and is all like, my God, what happened here? So at this point, Claire wouldn't have been found. And as far as Nikki knows, Jordan Howard is dead. Remember, Victor lied to everybody. He lied to Nikki, Victoria, to all the Abbotts. The only person that knows that Jordan survived is him. He is playing this so close to the vest, and that's why he's got her locked down in the wine cellar, and he wants Claire back. So I don't know if at this point, when Nikki being this drunk, if she is blaming herself that Claire Grace is still missing, or if she's somehow upset that Jordan is dead and feels like, you know, somebody had to take a life for her to save her. She's taking this all to heart, and the bottom line is, if you've ever had in your anyone in your family, which I have had a couple that struggled with alcohol abuse and sobriety, this kind of stress can definitely set you off. So she has lost her mind. Jack is her sponsor. He is trying to talk her down. And remember, before Nikki went to the alley to try and lure Jordan out, which did lure her out, and then Victor grabbed her and lied and told everybody she died, she was already nipping at the bottle then. And now she's checked herself into the GCAC, and she's got big bottles, not a little flask, not like a little fifth. She's got like liters and liters of vodka. So this is a scary, scary thing. Hopefully Jack can get her back on the straight and narrow. And I certainly hope that once Claire is back to the family, that will help Nikki get back on the rails. I still want them to send her to an actual rehab facility. That would be a very nice thing to do. It's what they should have done when she first came back after that vodka IV, in my humble opinion. All right, those are all of the next week's spoilers we have. Come back tomorrow for a full, big, long roster of weekly spoilers, something for every day of the week as we head into our first full week of sweeps. Subscribe if you haven't. Definitely drop your comments on what you're excited to see, and be sure and come back soon. I'm here talking Y&R with you guys 7 days a week, and as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.